AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, and good afternoon, and welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, the newest one-hour talk show and entertainment program on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And every Wednesday, we will be here and giving you a kind of a behind-the-scenes look at what's going to be coming up at the weekend's Waterfire, introducing you to some of our favorite people. We've got a couple of them here in the studio with us today. I'll be introducing them in a second. And I am here with my co-host, creator of Waterfire, Barnaby Evans. Hey, Barnaby.
Good afternoon, Brahman, and good afternoon to all the listeners. We're delighted to be here.
I know, and boy, I was looking at the weather for this weekend. We are going to have one beautiful water fire.
Yeah, it really does look great, and it was beautiful last time we lit, too.
Yeah, you know, so I know we've got a lot of exciting stuff, and I think...
I'm knocking on wood here. We've got the engineer upset
you're
here.
Like, don't jinx it, Bronwyn, don't do it. Well, if you don't know, everybody out there, we just said it, we've got a fabulous water fire weekend coming up this Saturday, a huge lighting, and we've got some great guests lined up for you today. Our guests include, thank you so much for coming, John Muggeridge from Fidelity Investments. Fidelity is one of our sponsors for this weekend, and we've got some great stories that we want to kind of chat with you about. Famous for the origami crane folding at Waterfire, right, Barnaby?
Absolutely. So greetings, John.
Thank you.
And then later on in the show, we will be bringing you an incredible musician, City Mega, and City and his band Afrimanding will be performing this Saturday at the Ignite Providence Music Stage at Waterfire, which is on Steeple Street, and we are so excited to bring that back. Very big special thank you to Fat Bellies as well as Geico for sponsoring that stage. But we'll be talking about African rhythms and this incredible drum. You can't see it, obviously, because we're on the radio, but there is this beautiful djembe drum right next to me, which I might start pounding on in a second. But so, John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day, and I'm pleased to be with you.
Yeah, we were so excited. You know, how long has it been, John?
We've been doing Waterfire, I think, since 2002.
That's right.
If my recollection is close to correct. And we've been folding cranes since then, and it's been a wonderful relationship ever since.
Yeah, and you know, I'd like to also mention to the audience that you're on the Waterfire board.
I am on the Waterfire board. Very, very honored to be on the Waterfire board.
Well, we're honored to have you. I mean, we know you're a man in demand, as they say in the world. And you've been with Fidelity for over 30 years.
Yeah, this is my 30th year with the firm. I've been working here with Fidelity in Rhode Island since 1996. And I've been involved in a number of community organizations. Waterfire is one, the food bank, PPAC, a few others. But it's wonderful to get that glimpse of the community.
Yeah, so why Waterfire? Can I ask, you know?
Sure. Waterfire has become a symbol of Rhode Island. It's a visual symbol for Rhode Island. And to be able to be part of it and help guide it through its growth, hopefully, is really quite remarkable. As I said, it's an honor. So it's very important to the state. And therefore, it's very important to Fidelity.
Well, we're very glad to have you. And I think, you know, Barnaby, can you begin by telling us how this origami sponsorship kind of came about? Because you did something really kind of crazy and special, huh?
We did do something creative. But before we get to that, I just want to talk a little bit about Fidelity. Fidelity has grown tremendously in Rhode Island over the last 30 years. And, John, you've been a big part of that, of making that possible and seeing many more. How many employees are there in Rhode Island now?
We've got about 3,600 people now in Smithfield. Yeah. This is 16 full years in Rhode Island.
Yeah, so it's been growing by leaps and bounds, and it's been a huge investment in the state. And the other thing that I think is quite intriguing about Fidelity, aside from being a nationally recognized and important company in its industry, is you've always had a commitment to art and engaging local artists and building art in your campuses and around your buildings and in your buildings. And I think that's a tradition that not enough people are aware of. So it's appreciated by the arts community and by everyone who comes to your building. So,
well, thank you. We've been told we have one of the biggest collections of contemporary Rhode Island art in the state at our campus in Smithfield. It's quite remarkable.
And you actually have a professional arts curator who's on the staff of Fidelity. It goes out and visits directly with artists.
It's been a commitment from the firm ever since I've been around. So it's over 30 years. It's part of our corporate culture.
And I think that it's unusual to see, and I think there's a benefit and a return to the arts, both arts in terms of music, which we'll be talking about in the second half, but visual arts and how it places us in the world. And I think that gives us a context for why a corporate sponsor such as Fidelity sees the quality of life of where their employees live and work and the reputation of where they make their business as an important asset and factor.
Oh, absolutely. But I think WaterFire goes beyond that a little bit. It gets right into the economic development side. It goes into the branding of the state of Rhode Island globally, not just nationally or regionally, but globally it brands Rhode Island. And again, I think the visual, if you ever see anything about Rhode Island anywhere, it's always got photos from WaterFire. So it's really become, again, that visual brand for the state. It's truly remarkable.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And so now Abramelin was prompting us to tell how we managed to convince you specifically, actually, but Fidelity in general, on a new way to think about doing a piece that was in honor of Fidelity's commitment to the arts and had an interesting reference to Fidelity, which we'll get back to, but also would be about doing something very personable and engaging in an interesting way to figure out how to advance that brand in a fun way. And it all started around holiday time, I think we would say. Isn't that the
holiday
official?
Holiday time 2001 is when it all began.
I would have called it Christmas, but I think you guys called it the holidays of 2001. So you want to set that up for us? What happened?
Yeah, it's not a short story, but
we've got time.
Okay, Brian. if for those of you that can remember back that far, back to 2001 in the fall, it was a very depressing time. You know, the economy was not doing particularly well. 9/11 had just happened, and everyone was feeling not so good about themselves. And every year we'd hired a local artist to do a custom holiday card for us to send out to our friends in the community, our volunteers, and people we cared about. And it was a little hard coming up with a theme for the card. But while we were thinking about it, I went to a parent-teacher conference at my daughter's school, and they had the students making origami cranes, and they were going to send these cranes to a school, to whatever it was, sixth graders at the time, in one of the schools that was impacted by 9/11. Because they'd heard the story of Noriko and the Thousand Cranes, which, Barnaby, I think you probably know
absolutely.
Better than I do.
Yeah. But we should relate that. This is, John, you want to talk about that? This goes back to Japan and after World War II.
Well, go ahead.
Well, it was a woman after a young girl, actually. I think she was 9, in Hiroshima, who wanted to sort of bring peace to the world and sort of set herself the task of folding 1,000 cranes. And she was was suffering from radiation poisoning from the bombing, and she wasn't able to complete them, but her friends finished the 1,000. Isn't that correct?
The basic of that is that if you fold 1,000 cranes, your wish will come true.
Exactly.
I mean, that was kind of the sentiment. And we did that at the school.
She was seeking peace in the world and trying to sort of rebind everyone together.
And the story got out and became quite remarkable. So while we were, suffering through all the anguish after 9/11 and such and trying to think of a message, I thought, this crane is a nice message and it's interactive. So we developed a holiday card that had a picture of a folded crane on the front, and inside there was a piece of small origami paper that had the Fidelity logo on it, and just said "Peace on Earth." And we figured that was an appropriate message. And on the back of the card, it had the directions on how to fold a crane. And we stuffed the cards and mailed them and signed them and sent them all out.
And it had Noriko's story in it.
And had
the whole story about
had the story
it.
In the back.
If you fold 1,000 cranes,
your
wish
will come
true.
yes, it did. And I was getting calls from people from people's office. They loved the card, but they said productivity has gone to hell because everyone's trying to figure out how to fold these cranes. So it was fun, right? But we got through the holidays. We got a lot of positive feedback. I learned how to fold cranes. It was all going rather well. And then at some point, sometime in January or February, you had set up a meeting to come try to pitch me yet again on why Fidelity really should be a sponsor of WaterFire.
So Barnaby had tried to pitch you before, but it didn't work.
We hadn't found the right formula yet.
Okay.
Figure out how they could. It's a difficult question of how you brand what is the identity of the company in a way that's engaging to the crowd and not just seen as a billboard.
And so he showed up one day. I got a call from the reception desk that Mr. Evans was here to see me, and he had some boxes with him. So out I went, and there were three very large cardboard boxes, pieces of ribbon, beautiful ribbon and beautifully wrapped. And I looked at them, and he looked at me, and he said, "These are for you." So we took them back to my office. I looked at them. He looked at me.
They were bigger than his office.
Actually. They were very large boxes.
Yes.
So he said, "Go ahead, open it." So I cut the ribbon and delicately opened up the first box, only to find the entire box full of origami cranes.
Mm. All with Fidelity on them.
All
on
with the Fidelity
wings,
logo
yeah.
on them. Yeah. So at that point, again, I'd been had. Essentially.
I think I did take the point to remind you of what your
card
said.
No, you did. I looked at you and you said, "Now, John," in the card that you sent, you said, "If you fold 1,000 cranes, your wish will come true. And we wish that you sponsor Waterfire."
That's good, Barnaby. That's really good. Is that one of the most creative proposals that you've ever seen literally come across your desk?
That was the most creative proposal I had ever seen come across my desk. And clearly, the rest, we figured out how to make it happen. And this Saturday, we plan on handing out probably over 5,000 handmade origami cranes.
Well, yeah, and I know that we're going to be teaching people how to fold them as well in Memorial Park. The cranes really have become a symbol of your sponsorship. We have to take a quick break. We're talking to John Muggeridge from Fidelity. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and I'm here with Barnaby Evans, and we're talking all about Waterfire and cranes. And welcome back, and you're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and I am here with Barnaby Evans, the creator of Waterfire, as well as John Muggeridge from Fidelity Investments. And we're talking about some of the great things that you're going to see this weekend at Waterfire, including the famous origami Fidelity cranes, which we've got. How many? What do you have? Hundreds and hundreds of your employees that are folding these throughout.
People fold thousands of cranes every year. We have custom paper, so every year it's a little bit different.
Every year it's different. People collect them. They want one from all 12. So this is the 12th.
Well,
one.
This is a brand new year, brand new cranes. And we expect to have 4,000 or 5,000 to be passed out over the course of the evening.
So I mean, that's pretty amazing that all your employees kind of get together, do this to add, again, their own kind of light to the night. But not only with just origami cranes, I know just from our volunteer department that we have lots of Fidelity volunteers that are either stoking the fires or that come down. Cheryl Mason works with me in the Brazier Society tent, I think now for about... since it started, maybe since 2005, 2006. So there's some real fidelity and loyalty there to, in this commitment to,
there absolutely
you know,
is.
To Waterfire and bringing this community event alive. So you don't find it's distracting to your employees, though, folding all those cranes, like you said?
Well, I've actually found, I fold a fair number of cranes myself, as it turns out, and I found that on conference calls and things, it actually helps me focus on the content of the call as I'm folding a crane, because then I'm not... checking email or being distracted by other things in the office. So it actually, it's probably a Zen-like thing, but it actually helps me to focus on the content of the phone calls.
You know, in the original pitch where we talked about that, I talked about the focusing power of a fairly simple, repetitive task like that, and many psychologists find it frees your mind to follow other things and be more creative. So, and we talked a little bit about how our worry of whether that branding would be seen as some sort of thing that people didn't want and whether we'd find them littered all over the park. And I remember that first night, because we had speculated about this, but we thought it would work well, and I went down to the park to take a look, and I didn't find a single one. I walked all the way through the park, and then finally I found one completely flattened crane that had been sort of now molded to the shape of the cobblestones from people walking on it. And I picked it up and I said, okay, we lost one crane, and I straightened it out and straightened up its wings and got it in flight mode again. And just as I finished that, a woman walked by and said, oh, I didn't get one last night. Can I please have that one? And I said, you certainly can. And we handed it off to her. So that transition of being able to take a genuinely owned, generous thank you to a sponsor and turn it into an event that people talk about and as a moment that touches kids and connects people of all ages, that's exactly the sort of win-win we try to partnership.
It happens when people are folding them as well. Yeah. We have found that people will fold them in groups. Some people would take them home and fold them with their family. I've found that if I'm traveling while the crane folding season is upon us, mm-hmm. if I'm on a train or a plane and break out the paper and just start folding, people will start talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Which no one would if you were just sitting there reading a book or doing something else. Something about that activity, people find compelling to open up a conversation. So there really is this community that develops between Fidelity, our employees, and the broader Rhode Island community around these cranes, and not just on the night of the fire.
Yeah, now, you, I know that you're really good at it because you actually made a video that we had, I know, last year on our website.
It's right on our website. People can find it. It's at waterfire.org/now. And all the things that are coming up this Saturday will be on there, including the concert we're going to talk about in a moment. But the video of your teaching people how to do it, as well as the website resource to print out instructions, is right there. So people can learn to do it, and it's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, see if people can guess where it was done, where it was shot.
Okay.
Yes, that's an important place where it was shot.
That would be fun.
All right. Actually, we should hold a contest.
We can have a contest. Yeah.
All right. So
if people email in to what, Bromman@waterfire.org?
No, probably best to go onto the Facebook page.
Okay.
All right. And if Tim Blankenship, our multimedia guru, will remember to put also the link to the origami crane folding instructions there. And then if people can tell us where that was shot, what'll we give them?
We'll have a special prize that we'll have to figure out during the break. I don't know.
That sounds smart. So we'll figure out the prize and then we'll let you know. But I think that's a great idea.
And as we did mention earlier, there will be a Fidelity crane folding tent at this Saturday's fire, and there will be Fidelity employees there teaching anyone who wants to come up, walk up to
all
the,
ages,
walk
and,
up to
and,
the tent.
And with the official 2014 paper.
With the official 2014 paper.
And that's in Memorial Park, for anybody that's wondering. So it's a 10-by-10 tent that's there. And again,
with Fidelity volunteers and plenty of paper.
Yep, that's great. And so I'm going to try to learn again. I find that, I know that's supposed to be very zen-like for people, but so is golf. And I'm a red-headed Irish-Italian girl, and for some reason, I just can't seem to... I can't seem to focus long enough to do it, you know, John. So we're going to have to keep on working on that.
To prepare those 1,000 cranes for our original gift to John, I think I've got it down pretty good.
Well, that's great.
That's why we wrote you in February. but it was a fun story, and we've enjoyed doing it. But what I particularly like about the story is exactly what we try to do with Waterfire, which is find a way to open a new world and share it in a constructive way that make new connections to people, and in a way that's joyful and about beauty and about taking that moment of time to pause and think about it. And, you know, the volunteerism that, Brahman, you were talking about, we've so enjoyed the volunteers we've had from all across Rhode Island and beyond Rhode Island, from many companies. Fidelity's been a very great example of that. The skill set among our volunteers that is made possible by people coming from different companies is extraordinary. We were on Waterfire one night, and one of our volunteer coordinators was saying something like, this is, you know, it's a slightly complicated, but it's not rocket science. And someone raised their hand and said, well, I'm a rocket scientist. And someone else in the same boat said, oh, I'm a rocket scientist too. Where do you work? And so the range of skills, from actors to musicians to school teachers to scientists to engineers to financial experts, a lot of people wish to get involved to make the community a better place. And we welcome them all, and we try to work with them constructively and with a great deal of gratefulness and respect for what they bring into the situation.
And it's connections like those, I think, that, again, we went back to the board. You know, why would I want to be on the board? Is to try to bring those experiences to people in other parts of the country, in other parts of the world, using Waterfire as an emissary. I just think the opportunity is there to really, really do that, and to figure out with the board and with the staff how we go about doing that.
Yeah, there are a lot of fun ideas. As you know, the city is expanding the parks, and we're looking about whether we expand Waterfire. And we've got a lot of fun ideas. In fact, John, you yourself have a lot of fun ideas that we've been... bouncing around, so we're looking
forward
to...
John's got great ideas. I still think that we should try to get the beer garden with the gargoyles serving and the steampunk characters serving.
That would be fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be a lot of fun.
Because I hear you're really into craft beer.
I enjoy craft beer.
There's a rumor.
It is true. Confirmed.
Well, I just want you to know, I want to thank you so much for all your years of sponsorship, and we're so looking forward to this weekend and just an amazing time with Fidelity.
Well, hopefully I'll see people there.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.